Macmillan Audio presents Sisters of Shadow and Light by Sarah B. Larson. Read for you by Caitlin Kelly.
Part 1. Sister of Shadow. The Beginning. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Galileo. The night my sister was born, the stars died and were reborn in her eyes. Mother refused to talk about it, the one night she wished to forget, but never could. When she did say anything, she recalled how the heat had been unbearable, rising from the sun-baked earth, sweltering in the way only a midsummer's night could. Windows had been flung open in futile hopes of cooling off the citadel that was our home, but instead only admitted an achingly dry breeze, like the hot breath of a Scylla that inhaled smoke and exhaled fire. Mother's labor came fast, too fast. Lucky, or providence, that Masami made it in time. They tried to shoo me away, but I was only 3 years old and tenacious, and soon they were too absorbed in the impending birth to be concerned with me. Perhaps I would have been better to go. My first memories were from that night. One was of my mother.